That's interesting. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he said this, he shall not fall prey to death. That's how actually it should have been translated. But sometimes, you know, in the translation, it loses whatever. But here we see Mary and Martha going through some hard times because, you know, it says in Scripture that Jesus stayed another 2 or so days from going and meeting with them. But he knew what the Father had spoken to him. And what he said was that Lazarus would not fall prey to death. But we know by the time Jesus got to Mary and Martha, what happened? Lazarus what? Died. But you see, it doesn't matter what happens in the physical. What matters is what our God says. It doesn't matter what's happening physically about something in our lives. What matters is what the Bible says and what God has spoken to us about. That is what matters. It doesn't matter how we may feel and what's going on. What matters is what God has said. And what God has said, he said, he shall not fall prey to death. And we know he died. Excuse me. And it says, look at verse 20 of that same chapter. It says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. You know, when death comes, it's not easy, huh? We've all been hit with death somehow, some closer than others. And it's not an easy thing. It's not easy because we know that is the final sight, final seeing of that person till we pass away and we go to heaven. And so here we see it was troubling in their hearts. And you know, they were probably saying, I sent word to Jesus and he didn't come. I sent word to Jesus and he didn't come. Now, can you imagine what the devil was telling them? When Jesus had already spoke out to his disciples, he's saying, death, he will not fall prey to death. Death will not hold him. But old Mary and Martha didn't know that. And it says when Jesus came around to them, look at verse 28, I want to get that. And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calls for you. We know by the time Jesus came, he was already in the grave. He already had grave cloth around about him. They had already put the spices on him and did everything and prepared his body and already had the funeral. But it does not matter physically that they already had the funeral because it's what God said at the beginning, Jesus said, that he would not fall prey to death. What do we believe? We believe the physical, what we can see, or we believe what our God says by faith in his word. And here we see as Jesus comes in, Martha runs out to him. Martha runs out to him and he greets her. And then he says, where's your sister Mary? She's at the house sitting. She's depressed. She's grieving. And in that latter verse, he says, go get her. I want to speak to her. That's the kind of God we serve. That will take the time, people, because he loves us. That will take the time individually with us. That, let me tell you, tomorrow morning when all of us wake up and we all go to God in the morning and we pray and seek God, he can all come to each and every one of us privately. That's the kind of God we serve. That he can come and meet with me and speak with me and share with me and tell me things and comfort me. Also, in the meantime, he's doing that to you at the same time. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the Holy Spirit's job. That's the kind of God that God has given us that will take time with each and every one of us. He called Mary to him and comforted her. Now he said, where is he laid at? See, he knew what the Father spoke. He knew what the Father spoke. And it says in the latter verses, look at verse 43. Well, look at verse 39. I'm kind of just picking the verses. It's hard, you know, with time restraints to read. But you know what? This week, read the whole story. Go to John chapter 11, read it all. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of this, of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And verse 43, it says, and when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary had seen the things which Jesus did and believed on him. He's the God that will meet with us. Just as he met with David and he encouraged David, just as he met with Mary and Martha, encouraged them. People, let me tell you, take the time with him and he'll encourage you. He'll help you. Because he's saying, you're my son. You're my daughter. Let's get the job done. And look, he said, roll away that stone. And he looked in. And he hollered. Now, we you know, because we've all come from a religious background, you know, we often think, well, did Jesus holler, you know? He yelled with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now, you know, I've heard, and even in the commentary it says, he had to name him because many people were buried in that place, that he had to name Lazarus by name. Because if he would have said, come forth, everyone from the dawn of humanity would have came forth out of that grave. That's the power of our God, people. And can you imagine Mary and Martha? They said, my God, Lord, look, let's leave the stone. Look, he's dead 4 days. He stinks. He smells bad. And he said, just believe. Just believe. They rolled that stone away. He yelled forth his name. And it says he came out stumbling with grave cloth all around him, a napkin on his face. And Jesus said, take that napkin off. Take off the grave clothes. Let me tell you, we've all been close to death physically, probably. And let me tell you, God takes off the grave clothes off of us. And he says, now you're free. Now you're free. The devil will try to wrap grave cloth around you, trying to destroy your life, trying to destroy your mind, trying to destroy your spirit, trying to destroy your family, trying to destroy your church, trying to destroy everything you have, from your grandchildren to your children, to your home, to your cars, everything. And he tries to destroy everything. But God says as he walks in, he gives life. And he calls out your name. And he says, come forth. And then the Holy Spirit starts to take off those grave cloths off of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Takes them off. Amen. Takes them off. One by one, as we allow, as we let the Spirit of God move, we need to make sure we're not walking around with old dead grave cloth in our lives, people. Let God loose you. Let God bring freedom to your mind. Let God bring freedom to your spirit. Let God bring freedom to your checkbook. Let God bring freedom to your life and to your children. And the only way is by putting our faith in Christ and letting him move within us. Let the power of Almighty God move in your heart and life. Get with your God on a daily basis. Call out his name, the name that is above all names. And because it says when you say Jesus, ooh, the demons tremble. Amen. Yes. You can say Jesus and they still tremble. Yes. Or you can say Jesus and they tremble. When they hear that name that has defeated them, they tremble because they know he has power and authority over him and over them. And let me tell you, the God in you has given you power and authority to win back your family, to win back your finances, to win back your children, to win back your grandchildren, to win back your life. The devil has tried to destroy your life by drugs and all kinds of stuff. Our lives, I like to say. But let me tell you, if it wasn't for the God that took the stone away from our grave and hollered inside of us, the gravesite, and said, Joe, come forth. If it wasn't for him, where would we be? If it wasn't for him calling out your name and giving you a new life and a new freedom and a new spirit and a new anointing, where would we be? It's because of our God. We have something to glorify in. We can only glorify in our God and in him only. He's the only one that deserves praise. He's the only one that deserves worship. He is the only one upon the earth that deserves honor and glory. It's him and him alone, people. Look, we have a God that has done everything he can do. We just need to take the next step and say, Father, I believe it. I stand firm in your word and I stand upon it. Work within my heart and within my life. And let me tell you, he will breathe the breath of life of his spirit inside of you. Have you ever just had a churning in your spirit? It's like, Lord, I need more. Lord, I want more. Lord, I have to have more. And God just opens up a place for you. God opens up a place for you of whatever kind, and you just feel the presence of God and the anointing of God and the presence of God just moving in. Look, can you look the excitement upon Mary and Martha? They lost all hope, people. And the church, I'm telling you, at times has lost all hope because our faith was in something else besides him. But when they were standing by that stone and Jesus calls Lazarus forth and they're looking at Jesus and they didn't want to move the stone away and he says, move it. So they moved it, you know, and they hear him call Lazarus, come forth, and they look at him and they look and all of a sudden they see this ghost, basically, figure, if you want to put it that way, coming out of that grave. Look, there's hope in our God. There's no hope in drugs, people. Illegal drugs. Even legal drugs, some of it. It's not good. There's no hope in alcohol. It will destroy. There's no hope in the world. There's no hope in nightclubs. Oh, you might have a good time for a little season, but it will be cut short very quickly. The only hope that we have is in Christ. The only joy that you can't pay for comes from our God. That can bring a joy on the inside of us. It says what the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the devil tries to destroy that joy. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. We got to keep firm in him. We got to keep looking to him. We got to keep feeding our soul. We got to keep feeding our spirit. You know, you buy a brand new car. Everybody wants to buy a brand new car. Let's buy it with no payment. That's good, huh? Oh, we'll take it. Doesn't matter how old it is. Yeah, no. Yeah, amen. We want the Cadillac, not the Chevy. The Cadillac. You take that Cadillac, brand new cat, beautiful car, beautiful. Even the Chevys. I have a Chevy. And a GMC. beautiful vehicle. You take that Cadillac, they fill it up with gas. It's full. Man, you take that car and you ride around town, you just high on the hog, man. You just feel good, huh? You go visit family, you let them know, this is my new car. But after about a week or two, if you don't put gas in it, it will not start. It will not move. You maybe can play the radio because of the battery and stuff, but you can't do anything else with it. It will stay in your garage forever. It won't do anything. That's just like our spirits. When we got saved, God filled us up with His Holy Spirit. But we got to let what? We got to get with God daily on a daily basis. You might say, well, how do I just talk with Him? Fall in love with your God. Because He loves us. And as you are filled with that Holy Spirit, as He comes in on that day you got saved, as you read your word and you pray, you're constantly filling yourself up. But if you go a week or two or a month or a year, my God, you won't be of help to yourself or your family or to anyone in the world. See, you and I have to take care of ourselves like that so we can be a benefit to the church, to God's people, and the people in the world. Amen. God bless you. You may stand, please. Let God be God on the inside of you. Amen. Let God be God. Praise God. Just as David encouraged himself, and just as Jesus encouraged Mary and Martha, encourage yourself as David did, and let the Holy Spirit encourage you every day.